Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, that's the last one.
Okay, I thought I heard there was one more question in there. Anyway, some interesting stuff to sink our teeth into from Vrabel, starting with Gonzalez.
Of course.
Keith.
Yeah, right off the rip about Gonzalez. The plan is...
Hang on, did you just wink at me?
Yeah, that was a weird one, too.
Oh, you weren't winking at me?
He and Phil flirting again?
Yeah, well...
Because you know what they say is, you know, when you're really mean to, like, a girl, you actually really like her.
Yes.
And so when he called Phil a stupid moron during camp, I wonder if he actually really liked Phil. And then now he thought maybe Phil was winking at him. What if Phil was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was. I did.
I did wink at you.
I wasn't. No one else was supposed to see that.
That was supposed to be our little secret. what are you talking about?
Yeah,
so, yeah, another odd little back and forth there between those two, which maybe there's more to unpack.
Well,
but
just maybe Vrabel's trying to do anything than talk about Gonzalez. So let's talk about Phil winking at me.
Did you wink at me?
Yeah.
Nope. All right. Well, I thought maybe you did.
Okay. What do you got? An eyelash on your face there?
I blinked.
Hey, let me. Hey, you got an eyelash?
Yeah.
Put this big mitt on Phil. Hey, got an eyelash.
Let me get that.
Take a wish.
It's like, what? I'm very uncomfortable. But Gonzalez, I read that as the plan is for him to play this week.
The plan is for him to ramp up.
Yep.
I made the decision at the end of last week that he needed more time. Felt he probably needed a little bit more time, probably be ready to go, excited to see him practice today.
But the way Karen sort of ended the question, too, because she had asked it, is sort of like, is the plan to, like, ramp up his reps this week for him to play?
That's
and she's like,
plan.
That's the plan. So I read it as that. That's the plan. So if he doesn't, something happened to the plan. Also,
plan is he should be out there. I don't know what his plan is, but that's our plan.
He's also taking accountability, saying he made the decision to not play him last week to protect the player.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
that? Do you believe that?
Well, I don't know if he solely made that decision. No, I think that was a collective.
I don't believe that at all. And now look, I could be wrong. I've been wrong a million times. I don't believe at all that Vrabel made the call. Like, Gonzalez is chomping at the bit. Let's save him from himself. He's not ready to go.
It doesn't seem like that.
I don't believe that at all.
No, it doesn't seem like that's
not
the
even
case
close.
For him.
Gonzalez is like wishy washy about it. So he's like, fine, whatever, take another week. That's how I bet it went down.
Yeah, maybe.
He was asked a follow up about the impact Gonzalez can make. He told Tom Curran that we need all our best players out there, need to try and get everybody out there when we can. Hopefully, he progresses throughout the week and gets back out there. So again,
it's not
the plan is he's out there. No. Hopefully he progresses and he's back out there, but there's nothing definitive there, correct?
No. So it'll be another wait and see approach. My guess would be we find out he's limited today, limited tomorrow, maybe limited on Friday, and questionable going into the weekend.
If he doesn't get in a full practice, we'll know the answer by the time the game rolls around, obviously, but if he's limited, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's probably not playing.
It leaves it.
If he doesn't get in a full session, that gives him an out to not be out there, and I bet he won't be out there.
Ugh.
So watch the injury reports
all
week long.
Uh-huh.
Did anything else jump out to you? There were two others that interested me.
Dirty kicks.
Oh, you like the dirty kicks.
The dirty kick kind of caught me off guard. But
nice.
No, but he did sort
Those
of...
were not on our cereals list yesterday.
No, we didn't have dirty kicks.
We had regular kicks, not dirty kicks.
Regular kicks, which I thought would go in the trash.
No,
but
mothers very high. Mothers in the 80s were worried about dirty kicks. They were passing around dirty kicks at the school.
That's
worried
true.
About that.
No, this was... no, but he just saw... It was just like a special teams question, but he was just sort of getting into that a little bit.
Dirty kicks.
Chisholm.
Chisholm is my decision. It's another one he took credit for. we can only take five, which I was like,
well, that's not really the case, but
I don't agree with that either.
that's what you chose. Well,
first of
you
all,
chose to do five.
First of all, I have easy math. Subtract one, pop, and add the other.
Right.
But two, there's lots of crappy players you can sit down and put a sixth receiver on the team if you want to. But I thought it was interesting he said that. We can only take five. And then he said that can change every week. We'll evaluate. That
door's open for that.
This week, you think? That sounds to me like we're not. See, that to me sounded like we're still evaluating it, and maybe after this game, I think if Chisholm were going to be a part of the, maybe he's playing coy, but wasn't, that was like, yeah, we'll talk about that later on in the year. Right now, we're only taking five, and we have our five.
Yeah,
that's
but
how it sounded to me.
No, true, but even if Chisholm takes Pop's spot on the active roster, it doesn't mean he gets more than two reps.
No, so,
Kyle Williams could get more reps.
So I actually think that's what they should do. I think they well, actually cut Pop Douglas, but whatever, make him inactive.
Uh-huh.
And then Chisholm takes a spot on the roster, but I wouldn't have Chisholm like more involved than Kyle Williams or like than Steph Diggs or like.
No, Booty Hollins, Diggs should all play more. Kyle Williams should go more. And like, cause you could eat, honestly.
Chisholm would be fifth. I wouldn't just have him taking Pop's snaps. I'd give more snaps to Diggs. And if anybody needs more out of the two rookie players, I'd give them to Kyle Williams. Chisholm would get a uniform, and he would get to dress, and he would technically be active, but I wouldn't
doesn't
have him on
plays.
The field.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think, you know, Pop Douglas, even before he didn't know how to pick up a first down and laughed about it after the game, he barely played against Miami.
It's true.
So, like, he had a bunch of snaps taken away from him from week
one
to week two.
So, he already isn't a run game player. That was the excuse we got when he barely played against Miami. Yeah. It's like, well, they were running a lot. Okay, so you already don't do that.
He can't block. He has no chemistry with Drake May. He's not a deep threat. Like, what does he do? What is he, like, the idea?
Doesn't know where the sticks are.
No.
Laughs it off after the game. So, that's his contribution in the passing game. He has no contribution in the run game.
See, I also think the idea of Pop Douglas is better than the actual what we've seen on the field, Pop Douglas, because you got to remember, when he was on the team and made a couple plays the last couple of years, they had the worst receiving room in the league both years. So, you could make the same case about Kayshon Boutte, but he's actually shown signs of getting better each year, even each week, whereas you didn't have Steph Diggs or Matt Collins or even the upshot of Kyle Williams before. So Pop Douglas should not be guaranteed anything, and we're both ready to say goodbye to him, but at the very least, they should at least say goodbye to his playing time.
Yeah, if there's anything that Taylor Kyle's saying he's short and that's a problem for Drake May?
That's a good take.
That's kind of what Curran said. I now hear what Curran said differently.
Because when he misses, he misses high a lot. Although there was, he did one hop Pop Douglas on a throw too. So.
But Curran said he has C-grade accuracy, and I just took that as like a shot at Drake. I didn't really think about what he was saying in context of the answer.
Yeah, what's the catch radius, if you will, for Pop Douglas? Probably not very big.
And like Diggs isn't huge.
No,
but he's bigger than that.
And he catches everything.
Hollins and Booty are bigger than that. So
Hunter Henry, he was throwing
to a lot. Well, we saw it show up on the second would be interception. Like Pop Douglas barely put his hand up, didn't make an effort for the ball, and it was over his head.
True.
Right.
The only other thing that jumped out to me, I think it was Callahan asked him about a timeline for success. Like, hey, when can we start expecting some results?
Yeah, how about some wins?
And he goes, I don't know. When it's there, you kind of know it. But don't forget about all the positives, he said.
Yeah, it's been super positive.
The
so far.
Very good winning snaps that we've played.
Yeah.
We just have to eliminate what gets us beat. That's kind of been his line lately. That sounds like it's kind of your job. Your job is to eliminate the crap that gets you beat. To eliminate that, that's you.
27 penalties and 6 turnovers?
Yeah. Don't forget about, Keith, you're not remembering the positive snaps, though.
No, there were some.
You're not remembering the very good winning snaps that they had. You're forgetting those.
No, I remember. I remember. Ramondre Stevenson had a great catch week two.
When you're 1-2, I don't want to hear about all the winning snaps.
There's been more losing snaps.
That sounds like a big, giant loser mentality.
Yeah.
Or is it because his roster's so young, he has to actually reinforce that they are doing something?
Okay, well, I don't care. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is that, but that's still like loser attitude.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I know you're asking a lot of negative questions over there. Don't forget all the winning snaps now.
Mm.
We had a lot of winning snaps. We didn't win the game.
No, you did not.
I don't care how many winning snaps you had. That's Dan Duquette. How many days are we in first place?
Not
level
good.
Of logic.
Don Sweeney talking about how many 100 points or whatever it is that Cam's
great
been
one.
Part of.
Great one.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody mentioned, isn't Kyle Williams short? Kyle Williams is short, like NFL receiver wise. No, he's 5'11", but I mean,
he's not
still 3 inches taller than Pop Douglas.
He's not Pop Douglas listed at 5'8 or 5'9. He might be smaller than that.
No, Williams is significantly taller than Pop.
Let's go to our pal John in the car on Christian Gonzalez. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Gonzalez is taking the same approach, excuse me, that Jimmy G took. And that Mac Jones should take. Jimmy G didn't play in that third game there against Miami, I think it was, because he was hurt. And if you go out there and play hurt and you poop the bed, Jimmy G isn't banking in the offseason. Mac Jones had two exceptional games recently, two exceptional games. He had to put a brace on in the fourth quarter.
By the way, those were two trash teams, and he wasn't that great last week. But whatever, yeah, fine. Two exceptional games.
And Purdy's back anyway, isn't he?
All right, so the idea, Mac got hurt again.
Even if he was healthy as an ox, I don't think
after the game, Mac was like, Brock, please take the starting job back.
No, did you see what Mac actually said after the game?
No.
Ricky Pearsall had like some catch off his helmet, and Mac was like, didn't even want to give Pearsall credit for like a great catch. He's like, yeah, I really gunned it in there or something. He's like crediting himself.
Awesome.
So like, I don't miss him.
He's
one
known
bit
for a cannon for an arm.
But great. Now let's just go with that. He's saying the way Mac handled it was like, you know, stupid, and the way
Did
Jimmy
you want
handled
Gonzalez
it was great.
To be Jimmy Garoppolo.
Christian Gonzalez is in the Jimmy G Mac Jones
I
bucket.
I hope not.
That says everything we need to know right there. Like, that's horrifying.
That. I know.
If that's what we're talking about, and yeah, Jimmy G made a good business decision, but it also told us everything we needed to know about that made-of-glass loser. Yeesh. Everything we needed to know about him. He had the games wrong. He lit up Miami. I think it was Houston.
And Buffalo.
And then
Brissett
Buffalo.
Played those two games.
Brissett, yeah. They did nothing against Buffalo, but Brissett won the game against Houston. Correct?
Yeah, they had a good game plan against Houston.
Well, I think going into that Buffalo game, Brissett had a torn ligament in his throwing hand. They couldn't throw.
He was more hurt than Garoppolo, but he played.
And he stayed out there and played. Yeah. 617-779-793. If we're comparing him to these...
I don't like that.
Weak baby quarterbacks that they've had over the last handful of years, and Jimmy Garoppolo and Mac Jones, then we are on problem street with Christian Gonzalez.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.